Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. College football playoff going to get underway tonight with Alabama and Oklahoma. And then at 11 o'clock tomorrow on 102.5 The Game, Miami and Texas A&M. And the quarterback for Texas A&M, of course, is Nashville's very own Marcel Reed. And his father, Coach Rod Reed, joins us now here on the program. Coach, how the heck are you?
I'm good. What about you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us today. I can remember back when you would do a weekly with Greg and Big Joe, and Marcel would be in the back seat as you took him to school, and now he's getting ready to play in a college football playoff game. I know you have to be very proud.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're very proud.
So when are you headed down, or are you already there?
We actually place down here. We just got here.
Very, very nice. So what if any conversation have you had with him, as he gets ready to take on a really good Miami team?
We haven't had much conversation, just talk about things that kind of the basics that we talk about every week is, doing the things that it's going to take for him to be successful in the game, is taking care of the football and making sure he's moving the chains and, playing smart.
Coach Rod Reed's with us on the Chase Big Joe Show. Coach, thanks for taking my call today. I appreciate you. We think the world of you. What's this ride been like this year for your boy? I mean, the game up in Notre Dame, I'm sure you're on pins and needles. Even though you came up short in that Texas game, just the environment and everything. What's it been like watching your son on this big stage this year?
Well, I try to stay even keel. But it's been exciting, just to see him compete at the highest level and do it at a high level. It's been really, really cool to see.
That Notre Dame game, how nervous were you? How excited were you? All the environment, Saturday night, your boy's out there taking on Notre Dame. It's sometimes you pinch yourself?
A little bit. It's a little surreal sometimes. But, he's competed at a high level, all of his life. Playing at NBA and playing at that level is no easy task. And, he just kind of carried that same mindset over into college. Although the game speeds up a little bit, I think he's adapted well.
I know he had committed to Ole Miss out of high school, then went to A&M. What does he love about A&M? Because I got to tell you, watch those games on TV, 105,000 people there. And they're all cheering your boys' names. What's it like watching those games at Kyle Field?
Man, that's one of the greatest environments, if not the greatest environment I've ever been in. And, we've been to a lot of college stadiums, but it rocks in that place, man. And it's always electric. The fans are always, just on the edge of the seats. It's hard to sit down and watch a game because everybody's always standing up yelling. So it's a pretty cool environment.
Now, wait, aren't you a Texas guy? Then you grew up in Texas?
I did grow up in Texas. I grew up in East Texas, in Marshall, Texas, and most of my family now lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Are they all coming down tomorrow for the game?
They try. You only get 6 tickets, and those playoff tickets ain't cheap. So, throughout the year, I think everybody's in the family has got an opportunity to witness a game, and I think I have a couple of sisters and a niece coming down for this one, and his aunt from Florida is coming. And, my wife and my daughter, Bria, who works, she's the assistant director of on-campus recruiting at LSU. She's here for the game tomorrow.
We're talking to Rod Reed, his son Marcel, with Texas A&M. So, obviously you've enjoyed watching Marcel over the last few years, but, what have you been doing? What do you miss about coaching?
Just the camaraderie, man. Being around the coaches, figuring it out. Attacking game plans and working through the ups and downs of the season. And those are the big things. But I think this time, God's timing is always perfect. And I think He set me aside to be able to sit back and enjoy this ride and watch this.
Got the Hurricanes tomorrow. Do you talk to Marcel about not about opponents but about approaching games, advice? How do you keep Coach Reed from Dad Reed?
Marcel is like any other parent. Nothing we say is right. And somebody else can say the same thing to him after I've said it 5 minutes before and it sounds like you know, Nick Saban told it to him. But no. We do. We talk. I always ask him. You know, probably on Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, what are they giving you? What do you see? You know, what coverages they're running, and you know, just kind of those things. You know, getting the ball out, being on time, things of that nature. But we can talk football a little better now. Since, you know, he's in college. When he's in high school, he used to hate to ride home with me after the game. He'd ride home with his mom, so he wouldn't have to listen to me. But now, you know, we have some decent conversation about football scheme and, you know, a game plan and the way they plan on attacking stuff, you know.
We're talking to Rod Reed. His son Marcel's a head coach at Texas A&M. Here's the greatest compliment I have heard about your son. Was from other coaches, prep coaches here in Nashville, talking about your son. They're like, I don't care where he goes to college, just as long as he doesn't come back to NBA. They're like, just let him go. We're tired of seeing him. We're tired of getting beat by him. Let him go off to college. I mean, so watching your progression of your boy from junior high to high school coach and now to Texas A&M, it's got to be this wonderful journey for you, just watching this young man grow up. I mean, you see him every day, but grew up in front of your eyes and now leading Texas A&M. It's got to be wonderful.
Absolutely. And, you know, the amazing part is I don't really think he scratched the surface of how good he can really be. I think he's still developing. But, you know, that learning curve comes a little fast when you're thrown in the fire. And he had an opportunity the last six or seven games last year to get a lot of experience. And this year kind of carried that over. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
What are you doing tonight? I'm curious because the game is at 11 o'clock tomorrow. I'm sure you'll tailgate in the morning. Like, what's up? Will you see Marcel tonight?
Yeah, he's actually upstairs right now getting ready to go to the facility. So we just walked in, and he'll be leaving here in a second, going over to the facility to, I guess, start meetings and whatnot.
Well done. Coach, I know you're busy. We love you, man. Thanks for taking a few moments to talk to us. Good luck tomorrow, and we hope we see you in Miami in late January.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on, and giggle.
There you go. Thank you. Coach Rod Reed joining us here on the show. He'll always be coach to me, a long time at TSU. But good luck to Marcel tomorrow. It's getting started. I mean, I'm the – closer we get to kickoff for the game tonight, the more excited I get because I think we're going to see some good football. I hope we do because if we don't, if they're all blowouts, then that's just going to be more fodder for people to, you know, bang on the committee. And in some ways, maybe they deserve it. But we'll talk about that and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.